Well, we're missing Stanley this morning, who is en France, so we remember him in our prayers there. I wonder if there's been any news of his safe arrival and settling in. Looking good on it. Excellent. So Timothy will sit in the service today, this morning, without Stanley being here. Sure enough. Now, what's going on in the world at large at the moment, which is quite unmissable in many ways? Wherever you go, there it is, staring you in the face. Charlotte. Football World Cup. For whom is this a great and exciting event? Timothy?
Not England, due to the fact they lost to Algeria 0-0.
Ah, well, indeed. For a lot of people, the football, oh no. Oh, here it comes every 4 years, this World Cup. Where's it taking place? Just to make sure we're up with it there, Molly? It is in South Africa. Well, that far we can reach in our imaginations there, perhaps. South Africa. And as we have learned, England not exactly performing well. Where are the evidences that this is happening? What are we seeing around and about that tell us that we're in the middle of a World Cup and England are playing in it? Catherine?
It's flags and cars, stickers of England, flags in the houses, England.
It is there. What have you seen, Charlotte? Anything else?
Posters everywhere.
Posters everywhere, flags. Sorry?
And everyone's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it. I'm talking about it now, so there's the thing. Molly?
It's on the news all the time.
All the time. There's not much vote for the football here, I detect from your voice, Molly. Timothy?
It's advertised every day. What's the World Cup?
It is.
World Cup on the internet. Keep track of the World Cup by this, keep track of the World Cup by that.
Right. That is the way of it, isn't it? But why? And Timothy's already given us really the answer to this. Why at the moment is there a fair degree of disappointment? Why is there a fair degree of disappointment? Come on then, David, do you know that one?
Because we're not doing very well.
Because we're not doing very well, are we, at all there? 0-0 against Algeria. Any other views there, Charlotte?
And the USA aren't very good.
Though perhaps we're revising our estimate now. Perhaps we're saying England's so bad that the USA are looking good. But trials and troubles, and out there, the world taken up with it. On Friday, when we went to Wayfinders, out at the Whitworth Institute, where we go, and this little mini marquee set up, all these people were gaping at the screen, watching and watching, and of course all they saw was a rather tedious 0-0 draw on Friday. Oh dear. And their hopes go up or down, depending on the fortunes of the England football team. Well, not a bad thing to have recreations and interests, for sure. But when it's everything, and when I look at the column inches in the newspapers dissecting what England didn't do, should have done, ought to do the next time there, when you look at all the fervour that's going around this, you have to say this is well over the top. Too much hope is pinned on our national football team. I'd have thought by now people had learned better than to do that, but they haven't. And we must realise, oh, poor world. Poor world. If we are Christians, we have something so much more solid than that. Tell me some of the things that we can rely upon that are so much more solid than the football team. Catherine.
Faith.
Faith.
God.
God. Charlotte thought.
Jesus coming back.
Excellent. Molly?
The Bible.
The Bible. Things that don't go up or down, depending on whether or weather's good or bad, the England football team's doing well or not, whether the stock market is up or down, whether we're in recession or not. It does not matter where we are. Our hope is on something so much more reliable and solid. It's based on Christ and his truth and his glory and his word and his kingdom, which will never end. And we, if we're in Christ, we go on with him into the glory of heaven. So whatever's going on out there, well, we rather hope, I guess, that England do a bit better than they have been doing. But our hopes are not in that. Our joy is not placed there. Whatever's happening in that world at large, you and I, if we're in Christ, we've got so much more so much more. Solid joys, lasting treasures. We've got a hope and a joy to come, which the world can't take, the devil can't take. Even when we're feeling a bit flat and a bit gloomy, that can't take it away either. So let's continue on in those things, and may the Lord bless us as we do. So let's sing our next hymn, 155, One There Is Above All Others.